From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVaughn with your headlines for Wednesday, July 22nd.
Coming up, new court records detail a hostage ordeal involving two Forest Service biologists in Siskiyou County.
Also, thunderstorms could bring dry lightning to the North State today, raising wildfire concerns.
And California Attorney General Rob Bonta is challenging an EPA rollback of rules for greenhouse gases. Those stories are just ahead.
But first, a father and son made their first court appearance Monday on federal kidnapping charges tied to a hostage ordeal in the Shasta Trinity National Forest last week. New records detail what the Forest Service workers were doing there and the alleged role each man played. NSPR's Andre Mayak reports.
An FBI affidavit says the women were studying frog habitat when suspect Joseph Henriksen approached with an AR-15-style rifle, zip-tied their wrists, and forced them into a trailer. One woman told investigators Joseph's son, Phoenix, kept watch when Joseph was outside. The affidavit also says Joseph drove one woman several miles toward Lake Siskiyou. He used her phone to leave a voicemail for an acquaintance, saying he had two biologists hostage and asked for an FBI agent. The workers were ultimately released after hours of negotiations. No motive has been announced. Phoenix's defense attorney declined to comment. Joseph's attorney couldn't be reached before deadline. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
The National Weather Service says thunderstorms in the region today could bring dry lightning that could start new fires. CAL FIRE officials told NSPR earlier this year that they expect worsened fire conditions around this time of July. That's because of abnormally dry and drought-like conditions in the region and dangerously low snowpack levels in the mountains. Officials warn fire conditions will last through the summer.
Drones have become a growing problem for firefighters battling wildfires. At the Elephant Fire near the Plumas Sierra County line, one recently forced CAL FIRE aircraft out of the air. The delay was short, but officials say drones can sometimes keep firefighting crews on the ground for hours. To protect those aircraft, Battalion Chief Josh Silvera says CAL FIRE may establish something called a temporary flight restriction around a wildfire.
The long and short of it is we're asking all pilots, both recreational general aviators and drone pilots, stay 15 miles away from the column of smoke.
Drone operators have to complete an online safety course before flying, though officials say not everyone does, and some also ignore the rules. But getting caught is becoming more likely. Silvera says newer technology often helps CAL FIRE locate drone operators. Flying one in restricted wildfire airspace can bring steep fines and even jail time.
Lastly, several states, including California, are suing the U.S. EPA over a move to weaken and delay regulations meant to phase out greenhouse gas-producing chemicals. Attorney General Rob Bonta announced the lawsuit this week, saying it challenges a rollback of the deadlines for moving away from hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. State officials say the chemicals, which are used in commercial refrigeration and cooling, are some of the fastest-growing sources of greenhouse gases. Here's Bonta.
Trump may not have concern for the future of our planet or regard for the law, but we do.
The EPA's current regulations call for an 85% reduction of HFCs by 2036.
In other things to know, police arrested the president of Paradise High School Sports Boosters Club earlier this week on suspicion of felony embezzlement. Paradise police say 53-year-old Shanima Puzao is accused of stealing thousands of dollars raised for school sports. The school also lists McPuzao as its boys' wrestling coach. He was booked into Butte County Jail with bail set at $15,000. It was unclear whether he had an attorney.
And the Biscar Fire in Lassen County has surged to nearly 59,000 acres since Monday. It's burning northeast of Susanville and is California's largest wildfire so far this year. Evacuations remain in place for some zones in eastern Lassen County and over the border into rural Nevada. The fire started Saturday and was 5% contained. The cause remains under investigation.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, July 22nd. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ken DeVaughn.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.